The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all of Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now, the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water and repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan in his hand, he will clean his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn in an unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening.
How are you this evening?
Good.
Today, we entered into the second week of Advent. And we know Advent is the season which makes us to repent for our sins and to get ready and prepare ourselves to receive the Lord. We know Advent means waiting. Waiting for whom? Waiting for our good God who comes to save us. So, in this Advent season, we need to prepare ourselves for two purposes. The first one is, we need to praise and thank God for sending his Son Jesus as our Savior and Redeemer in the first coming. We need to meditate on the first coming of Jesus. It's over. And we need to prepare ourselves for the second coming of Jesus. And it is still remain. And we do not know when it happens. And we do not know when Jesus comes second time. And we need to prepare. Go on preparing. So this is how we need to meditate on this Advent season for these two comings of Jesus. Last Sunday message is, stay awake and constantly watchful. This Sunday message is, prepare for the coming of the Lord. Today's reading speaks about how we have to prepare ourselves to receive the Lord. Did you start preparing yourself? Already Advent season started, 1 week over. Do you remember and are you preparing yourself? We need to question. In the gospel, we heard about the John the Baptist shouting in the wilderness, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Who is this John the Baptist? And what is his purpose? The last prophet in the Old Testament is Malachi. After Malachi, there was a long gap between God and his people. Almost 400 years long gap, no prophets among the people. And people were longing for the prophet because they want to hear something from God. The expectation of God from us. So people are longing for the prophet. And God sent the John the Baptist. John the Baptist is a special prophet sent by God to prepare Israel to receive the Lord. So John the Baptist is the last prophet almost after the Malachi. The last one and the beginning of the New Testament prophet is between the Old Testament and the New Testament. The purpose of John the Baptist coming into the world is to prepare people. Hey, the waited Savior is coming. Are you prepared to receive him? So repent and be ready to receive the Lord. So John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness. Why? He can appear in the society among the people. Why he appeared in the wilderness and why he wants to shout on repentance? Wilderness or the desert is the place where Israel people first met God and started their religion. After coming from the Egypt, they were in the wilderness. They were in the desert for 40 years. There the God the Father taught everything in the wilderness. Everything they need in their life through Moses. When they failed God, they were told that they would be taken back into the desert where God would speak again to them. So wilderness or the deserted area is the school for the Israel people. And God the Father is the teacher. And he taught everything in the wilderness. So it is appropriate that the word of God should come again to the people in the wilderness. So John the Baptist appears in the wilderness. It is the wish and will of God that he should appear in the wilderness. So John the Baptist's message in the wilderness, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Here, Jesus is already there. And John the Baptist is already there. But John the Baptist is the forerunner to Jesus. So he need to prepare people before Jesus begins his ministry. So when people are ready, and people will be ready to receive Jesus. If they are not ready, they will not receive Jesus. That is the purpose. John the Baptist wants to make people to be ready to receive Jesus. So people who came from surrounding region of Judea and Jerusalem believed that the words of John the Baptist, repented for their sins and received baptism in the River Jordan. So many people from many places came to the River Jordan and receiving baptism by accepting their sins. So here, John the Baptist is making worthy everyone to receive the Savior. So at the time, what had happened? The Pharisees and the Sadducees came to River Jordan and watching what is going on there. They do not want to listen to John the Baptist and they do not want to repent. They think that there is no need of repentance. God is for us. We are children of God. The pride of Pharisees and the Sadducees came out. You people, go and receive baptism as forgiveness. We don't need, because God belongs to us, not to you. So God will take care of everything. There is no need of asking God's forgiveness. We belong to God when we are children of God. So, John's message was not soothing. It cut into the very hearts of men. John denounced evil everywhere he found it. He accused Herod of living a loose moral life. He addressed the scribes and the Pharisees as brood and weepers, and summoned people to righteousness. Even now, John the Baptist says, axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. He is telling to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the axe is ready to cut down. The same axe is shown to every one of us today. The axe is ready. If there is no conversion, if there is no repentance among us, axe is ready to cut down the roots. Are you afraid? I am afraid of the axe. So, I'm getting ready to prepare myself in the same way we all must be getting ready to prepare ourselves to receive the Lord. So that was the warning of John the Baptist. The axe is ready to cut down the roots. So John justified his call to repentance by announcing that the kingdom of heaven was near and that the way to prepare for that day was to repent. What is repentance? What is the meaning? How we need to repent? Repentance means to change one's mind and heart, a change of direction or a U-turn. Repentance involves turning around, facing in a new direction with a change of heart and a new commitment. So, the repentant person must come before God and must say, kill all evil in me and give me new life. This must be our prayer in this Advent season. Those who want repent, the person must go before God and must say, kill all evil in me and give me a new life. This must be our new prayer in this Advent season. So, repentance for us is not a one-time action, but must take place daily, because preparing for the Lord is a perpetual task. One day repentance is not enough. Every day, some people repent in the season of Advent, and they close, and they get away from the Advent season to the natural life. Advent season or any season, the conversion must go on every day in our life. So today's message for us is, we need to prepare for Christ coming by allowing him to be reborn daily in our life. Jesus must be born daily in our life. If we are ready, if we are really converted, Jesus lives in us every day. He will reborn every day in our lives. So Alexander the Pope once he said, "What does it profit me if Jesus is reborn in thousands of cribs all over the world and not reborn in my heart? What is the use?" Jesus reborns in every crib, in everywhere in the world. What is for me if he is reborn in my life? He means that Jesus must reborn in our life, and he must bring us love, kindness, mercy, forgiveness, and the spirit of humble service. These are the blessings that he must provide for all of us when he reborn in our life. As a sign of true repentance, John urged the tax collectors to stop collecting more than what is prescribed. And to the soldiers he said, "Stop extortion and false accusations and remain satisfied with your wage." This is what John the Baptist expects from each one of us. Do what you're supposed to do. We are probably all aware of areas in our own lives that need to be changed and be touched by the power of God's forgiveness. We know what we are. We know the areas in our body. Which part of my body is attracted to the sins? My mind? My eyes? My mouth? Or my hands or legs? Which part of my body is more attracted for my sins? We need to concentrate. Then, in this Advent season and for our own repentance, let us go to our God and pray. "Kill all evil in me, my God, and give me new life to reborn in your love." Once again, in this Advent season and for our own repentance, let us go to our God and pray. "Kill all evil in me, my God, and give me new life to reborn in your love."